Hello everyone and welcome back to the Mysterious Logo Show. You're listening to Kev and today I'm back again with a very exciting episode, if I'm honest. I'm so gassed to jump straight into this. But before I do, I just want to clarify the different kinds of episodes that you're going to be seeing on this season. So you'll have the Mysterious Logo Show episodes, which will be just a kind of step-by-step structured way of applying the law of attraction to your life so that you can find happiness, so that you can start living a life of your dreams and attracting a very beautiful life into your experience. The other episodes are going to be my uploads for a podcast called The Magic Books Podcast, which is a group of wonderful people that take the time to narrate chapters from powerhouses of books like Chicken Soup for the Soul, Asking It Is Given, and we just kind of read the chapters and then give our own reflections and how they resonated with us. Both podcasts are fantastic. I really suggest listening to Magic Books Podcast if you're looking for something to help you get up out of bed and make you feel good. Getting back to this podcast is something very wonderful. It has the capacity to change your life in a good way. Not that your life needs changing, but if you are at a place in life where you are looking for a little bit of guidance, or you believe that life is meant to be magical and you're just struggling, or if maybe you've found yourself a little bit depressed, this podcast really does cover everything about the law of attraction. And over the weeks, you will step by step have a recipe for happiness, and through that recipe for happiness, you'll manifest the cars, the houses, the lovers. You'll start to live a life of abundance where your moments will become your currency. This episode's really exciting. Last episode that we had revolving the Mysterious Logo Show was about your thought patterns and your terrible trains of thought that we have that rise from our subconscious and leave us feeling a little bit less in love with ourselves, and about how by applying a few simple techniques into your life that you can actually use those thought patterns and your trains of belief positively, and you can plant new thoughts and you can use your trains of thought to help yourself become a greater version of yourself. So this episode we're going to be talking about achieving clarity of the mind. I don't know if any of you who are listening have ever heard of a state called no thought, where you can actually clear your mind of negative and positive chatter. Like you can actually you can learn to care so much about how you feel right now that you learn to shift all of that chatter out of your mind. You see, your mind is a very curious thing, and depending on your ability to conjure emotions, depending on your ability to choose how you want to feel in any now moment, it heavily affects the thoughts that you are attracting right now. See, most people in their unawareness of the law of attraction are feeling how they feel right now in response to what is happening around them in their experience. Therefore, they're continuing to attract a heavy flow of mind chatter. People who are aware of the law of attraction, those of us that we would call deliberate creators, they're out there and they're so practiced at these teachings that you're going to be discovering over the weeks. They're just so practiced at them that they know how to choose a feeling frequency that feels good to them. And by choosing that feeling frequency, they can allow thoughts to flow to them that match that frequency. They just understand that you can choose how to feel right now, whilst another person is feeling in a certain way as a response to a situation that is happening to them. When you are aware of your ability to be a deliberate creator, and then you throw in the addition of feeling easy in your moments, applying ease into your life, you can actually slow down the momentum of your thought. So you can actually arrive at a place where you care so much about how you feel right now that your mind becomes actually free from all of that clutter and chatter, so you can achieve clarity of the mind. You see, deliberate creators, they understand that the easier that they feel, the easier life will become. And as they focus on that feeling of ease right now, And over time, they'll discover that there's actually depths to ease, and that when you spend so long feeling ease, that when you begin to discover the deeper feelings of ease, you realize that they are truly unparalleled and can't be described, or maybe even shouldn't be described. It's a truly beautiful thing to discover for yourself the different levels of ease that you can feel in life and that you can apply to your now moments. And then once you become just, all it is practice. And once you become so very practiced at introducing ease into your experience, you will have the epiphany. You will wonder why you ever rushed around like you did before. You'll discover that you can achieve more through feeling easy than you could achieve rushing around working 70 hours a week. You know, it's all about how you feel, and working really, really hard, trying to do this and trying to do that, trying to make everything happen how you want it to happen, as opposed to just feeling easy and allowing life to unfold. They're really two different feelings, and you can feel which one feels better. And with that guidance alone, people will start to make the conscious shift between efforting and allowing. You will also start to notice just how much of the world is rushing around like absolute loonies. And I know there's people listening right now that are making excuses like, oh, but I need to do this, I need to make this happen, this happens, my life has this certain series of events, and I need to make sure I need to do this, that. All right, I mean, that's good for you. If that works for you, that's great. But I was there too, and I was doing what you were doing and what you are doing. And I can tell you now that when I made the transition from rushing and stressing and trying to make things happen towards being the application of ease in my moments and allowing things to unfold how they unfold, and just using that time that I had spare because I wasn't rushing to focus on how I was feeling, to maintain a good feeling vibration, a positive vibration, I arrived at a very, very, very wonderful place. And I just want to share that with you. And I just want to just kind of focus on the profoundness of the application of ease into your life. Don't be scared. Don't throw up excuses. Just entice what I'm talking about. Just let it grow on you and just start applying it into your life here and there, and discover how great you can actually feel just from the application of ease into your moments. I see people on a daily basis, and it's because I stepped away from rushing, because I really truly believe that we're all rushing to the end of this experience. Like, why are we rushing towards death? It makes no sense. We need to slow it down. And when we rush, we actually miss all of the beautiful things along the way. What is the point of you being here on this journey if you're going to spend the whole time rushing and wanting the journey to be over? It doesn't make any sense. Surely something has got to give, right? You wouldn't believe how many people I see on a daily basis hurling themselves in front of moving traffic and buses just so that they can catch that bus home, when really and truly, in 7 minutes' time, another bus is coming. What are we rushing to? What is so important for us to rush back to that we can't allow another 7 minutes for? How are we risking our lives just to make that early bus home? Why don't we just chill for 7 minutes and get the next bus? It doesn't make any sense. And looking back now, as being one of those people that was rushing around all of the time, when I look back at it now, I can really kind of understand that when you spend a lifetime rushing, trying to make things happen, you kind of get into this routine, this pattern of behavior where you apply rushing into most of your moments. So you'll find that anything that you do, you'll be rushing it. I think it probably stems down to working in a kitchen, trying to do everything the fastest and safest way possible. And then maybe I brought that outside of the kitchen and I applied that to my life, like trying to make things happen as fast. I think it's just a mindset of people around the world, just this kind of mindset that we have to get as much done as quickly as possible. And the more that we achieve on a daily basis makes us feel somehow like we're achieving something on a larger basis. And it's really quite a bizarre concept, the whole rushing around thing. I remember I was on a bus I was on a 127 going towards Tooting. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Tooting, but Tooting's a fantastic place to be. Very hip, very up and coming. There are some restaurants in Tooting that'll blow your mind. Tooting Market in the night times like a holiday. It really does feel like you're on vacation. You have so much choice. The buzz, the vibe is such a wonderful place to be. And just in general, the people of Tooting are quite a happy, chappy bunch of people. But I was on a bus. I was on the 127 going to Tooting. And it was quite busy. This was pre-corona times. There were no masks. There was no inevitable doom. Everyone was pretty high-spirited. Well, as high-spirited as your usual person gets. And I remember seeing this little old lady on the bus, right? And she must have been about 1,000. This woman was like 105. Bless her. She was standing next to her little trolley. And she just looked overwhelmed. And I remember feeling as if she needed some help. So it turns out that we actually both got off at the same stop. And I remember being drawn to her. And just, I felt like I had to ask her if she needed any assistance. So I approached her gently because I didn't want to scare her. I'm quite a bearded man. So, you know, and I wasn't blessed with such fantastic looks. So I can be a little bit weird to look at. So I wanted to make sure that I approached her correctly. And I just kind of offered my assistance. And she was grateful. She was actually lost. I think she was a little bit out of sorts. She wanted to go to Purley Way. She was on the right bus, just the wrong direction. And Tooting High Street is a very dangerous place to be because everybody's such a busy body. It's like millions of people live in Tooting. I don't get it. Like the foot flow, the amount of pedestrians, amount of people walking through Tooting, right, is ridiculous. It's always busy, no matter what time of day it is. And these people sometimes can be unforgiving in their busyness. And this little old lady just looked overwhelmed in this crowd of people. And I said to her that I'd help her to get across the road and I'd take her to the right bus stop. And she made small talk with me. I mean, for her age, I don't know how old she was. I'm guessing 105. I'd say about 98, right? So she was having good conversation with me. She seemed pretty chirpy, but she did make a couple of comments about how overwhelming the world had become and how very unforgiving and how most of the time people don't consider the elderly. Or it's like we're living in a different generation where people just don't care anymore. And I witnessed in those moments of walking this little old lady across the road, in that short interim, in that brief moment in time that I spent from getting off that bus to helping her to that next bus stop, I witnessed savage behavior. I witnessed people colliding into her. I saw people on the phones just walking straight into her. I saw people's children ride into her with a scooter, and the parents didn't even say sorry. Everyone so heavily distracted and in doing whatever they're doing, whatever they're rushing towards, they just kind of bombarded this little old lady with ignorance and savagery, like barbarianism at its finest. Like the way these people walked into little old lady, it made me feel disgusting. Like not even felt disgusted. I was very disappointed, and it was a big moment in my life, because the more practice you become at all of this jazz with the law of attraction, you really begin to you can kind of see the world through a different kind of lens. And you can start noticing things that happen around you that you wouldn't have noticed before. And what I was experiencing was really eye-opening. Like, I really, in that moment, realized the struggle for the elderly people in this day and age. Like, people are rude. And people in their own blindedness to rush around for whatever they're rushing around for don't take into consideration how other people think and feel. It's like we're living in such a world of disconnect that people just don't care anymore. And by the time I'd helped this lady to arrive at the bus stop, which I was forever thankful that I did, because God knows what would have happened if anything had, if I had left her alone, I don't know what would have happened. She would have been like a turtle on her back. Someone would have rushed into her and she would have been like a turtle on its back trying to get up again. Like, you never know, right? So I'm thankful I helped her, but the experience helped me more, because this is a reality that this woman lives in, and this was something that I'd never taken time to notice before. So it actually helped me to understand the world in a more clarified way. So it's those little moments in your life that actually lead you to a greater understanding and greater expansion. So let's get back to it. So how can we help ourselves to achieve clarity of the mind? Well, a good place to start, and you're all going to take this a little bitterly, minding your own business. It's a great place to start. By minding your own business, you're helping yourself to not be distracted from just feeling good. When you're trying to hold on to that feeling of feeling good and trying to allow your vibration to raise and hold on to those great feeling places vibrationally, by sticking your nose into other people's business is a fantastic way of losing that good feeling frequency. You're going to lose that good feeling. Every time you get involved in some social media drama, some internet warrior stuff, every time you find yourself natting away about someone at work or talking waffle about someone who's in your vicinity, every time you find yourself drawn into a conversation that ultimately is about someone else, you can feel that negative frequency that you're now attracting. Your point of attraction has dropped, and it was all because you stuck your nose in somebody else's business. Part of this is a good practice is to wake up in the morning and to take 5 minutes to be thankful. Thankful that you not only just woke up, like that's something wonderful to be thankful for anyway, but try and find 5 reasons to be grateful in your waking moments. You know, by applying this gratitude into your mornings, you can actually help yourself to get into a higher vibrational feeling place. And you can maintain that feeling place by just gently allowing yourself to feel that good feeling. Don't let your mind wander onto negative chatter from the day before, or the day before that, or the day before that, or your past, or a lover who left you 5 years ago. Focus solely on feeling good in that moment, and in the morning is a great place to start. I think being left alone in the world, everybody has the capacity to maintain that good feeling place for as long as they like, but you're not always going to be alone in the world. So it's really important that you practice that wonderful feeling that you can manifest when you're in situations and around other human beings. Because by practicing it when you're around other people, you can get better practice and stronger at maintaining a good feeling place. But a lot of human beings are lazy in their focus, just due to not being aware of the law of attraction. And they find themselves almost drawn into sticking their nose in other people's business and always trying to ultimately find an excuse to be involved in some kind of troublesome experience. When you become aware of the law of attraction, you stop all of that, because you realize that it's actually counterproductive to you discovering greater feelings, greater experiences, and ultimately affects what you're manifesting into your life. So it's important to really only introduce positive things into your life and to really focus your attention on the wonderful things that surround you. Once you begin to realize the actual power of minding your own business, you will be able to maintain that good those good feeling frequencies for lengthy amounts of time. You'll begin to bask in good feelings. You know, it will become addictive to you. When you find alignment and you find that perpetual state of just allowing things to unfold, it becomes addictive. So all of these little applications, these little techniques, these little things that you're applying to your life all lead you to become a greater person, and they all lead you to become more practiced at choosing how to feel, until you get to the point where you will be basking in satisfaction and higher feeling vibrations. after you really start to mind your own business, it really is important to look at the concept of gratitude that you can give out in any of your moments. I suggest that it's best to do it in the mornings, and the reason for this is because when you slumbered, your momentum subsides. So your momentum for what you're attracting into your life actually has a respite, and you can use that interim to regenerate and have a peaceful sleep, and your body kind of regenerates, heals, and you wake up with another opportunity to choose a good feeling vibration. It's easier in the mornings because you haven't been fired yet. Do you know, it's like when you leave your house in the mornings and you focus on feeling good, you'll get on the bus and someone will act horribly, or something will happen, you'll slip over, anything can happen, and these things in life will test you, and they will remind you to ultimately just become better at maintaining that good feeling place. When you try to find gratitude for things around you in your experience during lunchtime or in the evening, you've had so many interactions with the big wide world. Just from leaving your house to go to work, you've had many interactions, and just from being at work to finishing work, you've had more interactions. And mostly at work, you do have stressful interactions. So every single interaction that you have, it leaves you with a vibrational resonance of that situation. So when you go home and you find yourself telling your lover, your family about that situation that happened, you're manifesting that vibration because your vibration resonates with the interaction that you had. And if you focus on the interaction that you had, you focus on the vibrational resonance. So a good trick here is, if you had a bad day at work, don't tell anyone about it, because the longer you tell people about it, the longer you're resonating with that vibration, and it's just a hindrance on the abundance that you want to attract into your life. So it's just a moment of time which you could be using to get back to that good feeling place, and it's counterproductive to you attracting that life of abundance. Don't be worried if you can't find anything to be grateful for. I know it sounds ludicrous. When I first began with all of this jazz, I was coming from a very contrasting background. I was very lost in my life. I'd thrown myself into alcohol. I used to smoke weed. I used to really, really be ungrateful for many things. And I used to think that life was against me, and I didn't have a clue how life really worked. So it's normal if you find yourself in a place where you've just struggled for a while and you've just had your head in the sand and you can't actually immediately find anything to be grateful for. Well, you can really take it back to basics, and you can really just focus on the obvious stuff. Like, so when you wake up in the morning, wow, you know, that's beautiful. Like the fact that you woke up. There's a lot of people in the world right now who didn't wake up this morning, you know, and that's really something to think about. I don't want you thinking about it too long, because it'll lower your vibration, your point of attraction, but it's a fact, you know. And here you are, you woke up this morning. That's something to really be grateful for. When I first started out, it was a struggle. I could only find two or three things. I've got a little girl, so obviously she was one of them. I'm not homeless, so I put that on the list. The fact that I woke up, I put on the list. And over time, as you grow with these notions, these teachings, your perception will grow over time as well, until the point where you arrive at a place where no matter where you are, no matter if you're at work or if you're on the bus home from work, the train home from work, or if you're driving to somewhere far away, going on holiday, it doesn't matter where you are, you'll be able to find things to be thankful for in your immediate vicinity. So, for example, one day I was queuing up to get a coffee. The queue is really long, but I said to myself, I'm thankful that the queue's not longer. And then I said to myself, I'm thankful for the coffee that I'm about to buy, and for the business owners to have made that decision to create this company and to put into place a place where I could buy a coffee from. And then I was thankful for the staff that turned up for work that day, that weren't late, that decided that they loved their job, that came into the coffee shop in the morning to prepare the coffee stuff. And then I was thankful for the person who supplied the coffee beans. And if they had chosen a different career in life, the coffee beans that I I'm drinking today or in that moment I'm about to purchase would never have arrived at the shop. And then I'm thankful for the people that were working in the factories that where the coffee beans were on the conveyor belts and they had to choose the best coffee beans out of the bunch. I'm thankful that they took their time to choose the very best coffee beans that could make my coffee even greater than it could have been before. And then I'm thankful for those people that they chose a path in life where they would go and work and farm coffee beans and be able to provide me a beautiful cup of coffee. There's just so many depths to it. Once you start really resonating with life and really start seeing the beauty in life and your perception starts to grow, you'll be thankful for things that you would never have been thankful for before, like the roof over your head or the bus or the car or the coach that takes you to wherever you need to go, you know, the ease of transport, like getting on a train and going to the other end of the country, or getting the Eurostar from London to Paris. That's an incredible thing, you know, that's something to really be thankful for. There's so many things to be thankful for, to have dinner every night, to break bread with your family, that your friends are doing well and that everyone's maintaining a very positive outlook on life in your social circle. There's a process that I'm going to share with you now. It's not my process. I learned this process from my inspiration, the person who actually led me to where I am today. When I was very lost, I stumbled upon her videos on YouTube. Her name's Esther Hicks, and she had her lovely husband Jerry transitioned a while ago, and she's continued on a path of discovery. And I really believe that Esther Hicks doesn't receive the notoriety that she deserves for her groundbreaking work on the law of attraction. Her teachings are so profound. What she shares with the world is something that is very overlooked, very underappreciated, and very misunderstood. And I just want to say now that for me, she is the best thing that this world has ever witnessed. She is wonderful. She takes her time out of her own life to share wonderful knowledge of the universe with all of us, and we should be forever thankful. But getting back to it, she has a process, or she teaches a process, where you can work your way through the alphabet, starting from A, finishing with Z, or Z for those of you out there that prefer Z. starting with A, think of a great feeling word, so abundance, amazing, and then you move on to B for like beautiful, and then C. And as you spend time going through the alphabet and choosing these different words, as you say the word over and over in your head, you actually resonate with the feeling of what that word represents. So by saying the word easy or ease in my mind, my vibration acclimates to a vibration of ease. It's the magic behind words. It really is incredible. And when I first discovered it, I laughed at it, thinking that's not going to work. And then as soon as I tried to introduce it into my life, it's beyond phenomenal. Like, the power of words is ridiculous. Like, to say ease in my mind and my vibration acclimate to that feeling place of ease is wonderful. And then as you work through the alphabet, you'll find words like happiness, creation, expansion, and you'll start to choose words that bring you back into those good feeling places. And that helps when conjuring emotion, because you can resonate and say those words over and over in your mind till your vibration can feel how that word represents, or feel that feeling of what that word represents. It's really magical stuff, really profound. Just one of her many techniques. I do it every night before sleeping. If I've had a long day or there's stuff that I need to ponder on at the end of the day, I will lay down in my bed and I will apply the feeling of ease all over my body. So I will say ease slowly in my mind, and as I say ease, my vibration acclimates and I rest into such a deep feeling place of ease that I have a wonderful sleep. My body gets to regenerate beautifully. I have the craziest dreams, the most beautiful dreams of vivacity and wonder. Like, honestly, when I go to sleep allowing and easy, like, I do have crazy beautiful dreams. And when I'm stressed, I don't dream at all. So there is really something wonderful behind it. But by doing it just before I go to bed, I'm giving myself an opportunity to release all of that resistance that's weighing heavily on my chest from all of the situations and experiences and interactions I had in that day or the week just gone, or maybe even stuff that I've been thinking about from the past. Maybe I picked up on an old vibration and I've let that affect where I am now. But ultimately, by applying ease into your life and your moments, you will really begin to feel frisky in life. You'll begin to feel so damn frisky just by taking the time to slow life down and becoming abundant in your moments. You'll begin to feel incredible and you'll recognize how much you actually used to rush around to try and do so many things and leave yourself exhausted. You know that expression, burning the candle at both ends? You know, sometimes you can find yourself ridden with illness. You could be struck with a bug that you picked up, and you could be bedridden for 3 weeks. This is what happens when you rush around and you don't take the time to let your body regenerate and align with those energies that create worlds, that stream of well-being that the universe is trying to flow to you in every second. When you recognize all of those times when you used to rush around trying to make things happen, it also helps for you to attain that feeling of ease, because you'll realize that you no longer want to live like that. And you're surrounded by people that you can still see living like that. And you know how wonderful it feels when you apply ease to your life. So every time you see someone rushing, it also helps to remind you to reach for that feeling place of ease. And as you do, time slows down, days last longer, you're not stressed anymore, you're relaxed, you laugh more, and you'll realize just how effervescent life is when you take the time to slow it down. Looking back at all of this, I just want to take a minute and clarify that being hungover under the influence of some kind of narcotic or anything like heavy amounts of caffeine, they all hinder your ability to focus in this present moment. And looking back now, like obviously you know about my problems with alcohol. Looking back at the whole situation, I really, really and truly missed out on abundance of opportunities to really apply the feelings, good feelings, into my life. I spent so much time being hungover like a dog and wondering when the feeling in my left arm might return that I wasted so much time not feeling good. And of course, this is life. Everything happens exactly how it has to happen for you to be where you are today. So there is peace in that. Just very aware of the time that I wasted, but very thankful for where I am, I suppose. But the trick with all of this jazz is to practice and to correlate. As soon as this podcast finished, if you take 5 minutes before you go to go on Facebook or go on Instagram or something like that, take 5 minutes to really rest into your moment and find that feeling place of ease, and think of 5 things that you're grateful for, just to get you into that good feeling place. And no matter what's on your agenda, it really can wait. Like, you don't have a good enough excuse to not reach for ease and to not apply gratitude into your life. I mean, unless you're a parent, then you're doomed. Just kidding. The more you practice giving gratitude out throughout your day, you actually enable yourself to remain focused on that good feeling that you have. There are so many moving components in your life, so many interactions that we have, and it can really be easy to lose a grip on your good feeling vibration that you chose in the morning. So giving gratitude is helping you to come back into focus. And if you do have a negative interaction or an experience, then you can let it play out and then get back to feeling good as soon as possible. And a fast way of doing that is by giving gratitude in your moments. You will eventually arrive at a place where you will discover your ability to feel good regardless of what is happening in your experience. But to arrive at this place, you have to first get it wrong a few hundred times. I got it wrong a lot of times. Well, you don't really ever get something wrong, because it actually leads you to getting it right. But it will take some time for you to apply these things into your life, to maintain that good feeling frequency, have an interaction that's negative, it'll spin you off your frequency. And then it's about allowing the situation to play out, returning to feeling good, applying that gratitude into your life, and repeating that process until you get so practiced at feeling good, you can manifest those emotions, you can conjure those feelings of feeling good, those vibrations, those frequencies in any moment. But ultimately, you will get it wrong a few times, but that getting it wrong will help you to get it right. And every time you get it wrong, it will lead you to a place of ultimately absolutely getting it right. So you arrive at a place where you're just so practiced that nothing could ever knock you off of your good feeling place. When you find yourself facing an interaction with someone, or you find something unwanted that has manifested into your experience, you should just let it play out. Like I've told you before, let the interaction play out, let the situation play out, with an understanding that what you're experiencing in your now moment, this unwanted manifestation, is born out of an old vibration. It's in its final form, its physical form. It's already been manifested through an old vibration. And you wasn't aware of the law of attraction 5 minutes ago, you know? So you've attracted this from a place of unknowing, if that's even a word. You didn't know how to attract deliberately. So there will be vibrations as you apply these practices to your life. There will be experiences and manifestations continuing to unfold into your life that are unwanted, but they're all from old vibrations. You can't change it. You have to let it just play out and get back to feeling as good as possible, as often as possible, and as quickly as possible. But it's also important to allow yourself to feel glum for as long as you need to, right? So if you've had an interaction that's left you feeling weak at the knees, lesser than you felt before, or just ultimately someone's been a complete douche towards you, right? It's important that you allow yourself time to get back to that good feeling place. If you try to jump from a place of anger or resentment or victimization or embarrassment, if you try to take a jump from that lower vibration all the way up into feeling happy, excited, exhilarated, satisfied, abundant, rich, happy. If you try to make that jump, it can actually leave you feeling very, very exhausted. It's not wise. There's work that needs to be done in between. You need to allow your vibration to raise naturally back up to a good feeling vibration. And by doing that, you just have to kind of reassure yourself by saying what I said before about how you didn't know any of this then, that you've manifested from an old vibration before you was aware of all of this knowledge. So it's okay. Give yourself a pat on the back. It's all right. You wasn't aware of your power to manifest deliberately. So it's all going to be fine. And as soon as possible, when I'm ready, I'll get back to feeling good and really go after that, because I know what I don't want and I know what I do want. And that experience is something I don't want to repeat. And I'd like, from that experience, I took away what I do want in life. And ultimately, every experience helps you to slowly clarify what you do and what you don't want in life. So it's been 38 minutes. I'm going to just kind of summarize what we've spoken about in this chapter, or in this episode, sorry. So whatever you're choosing to focus your attention on, okay? So like newspapers, media, listening to your mum moan about work, listening to your friends moan about a lover, listening to your other friends moan about money, they all leave you feeling a certain way, as most of them are vibrating in a negative place, or like the media and the news only speak about negativity because negativity sells. We're so easily attracted to negativity because our minds have been trained a certain way for a long time. So every minute that you spend in the vicinity of someone moaning about something, you have to be careful that your vibration doesn't come down to match their vibration, okay? Also, stop eavesdropping. I know you want to do it, but don't. You want to find out that juicy bit of gossip, but it's going to prevent you from manifesting a life of abundance. It's just going to take longer. And ultimately, once again, you run the risk of lowering your vibration to match that person who's talking waffle. Well, let's talk about people who are opinionated. You know, people that hold on to resentment and bitterness and people who are jealous, right? These people, they're stuck in such a negative vibration. And these are really sticky vibrations, right? So if you're not mindful of how a situation ultimately affects yourself, then you can find yourself in a bit of a pickle in life. You have to understand that your reaction to a situation has to be beneficial for yourself. So if you find yourself in a situation where it's gonna, by you responding to that situation in a barbaric way, is actually gonna leave you feeling bad for a long, long time. If someone annoys you at work and you punch them in the face, initially you'll feel better because that guy's a douche or that girl's a douche, and you punch them in the face and now you feel better. They bullied you or whatever, now you punch them in the face. Initially you feel great. But as life progresses and as you change in life and you become aware of vibration, frequency, energy and feeling good, you'll realize that actually you can focus on the negativity of that situation. You can, 10 years from now, still remember that situation and still actually feel bad for what you did. So vibrations have a tricky way of sticking with you. You have to choose a way to respond to a situation that's going to offer you the least amount of resistance for the rest of your life. So maybe my example was terrible, okay? I'm sorry, I do apologize, I'm not perfect. But you kind of understand that you want to respond to situations that are pivotal to your good feeling place getting back on track. So no matter who's wronged you, no matter what's staring you in the face, you have to be your own best buddy and just kind of hit the nail on the head and just do whatever you can do to give you the least amount of resistance from that situation, okay? Because we want to move on and get back to feeling good and live a life of abundance. So over time, as you grow with this show and the more practice you become at these little nuggets of information that I'm throwing out there, you'll find that your mental chatter has become less. And this has helped through the realization that in any thought that you find working its way through your mind, it's just a reflection of where you're actually vibrating right now. And don't be scared. Don't have horrible thoughts. You know, don't worry about it. And just smile and laugh. And when you have these thoughts, just use it as a positive indicator that you just need to work on your on maintaining a good feeling place. For you to have a negative or bad thought is because you're vibrating at a lower vibration. And maybe you didn't realize you were. Maybe you had just slipped off of your good feeling place. Maybe you were daydreaming at work and you had a horrible thought. You can catch yourself in those moments and just don't overthink it. Just be aware that it's just your body reminding you. It's just yourself reminding you that you've slipped off your good feeling place. Okay, so I wouldn't perceive it as bad. Just slow down, repeat the processes of what you've learned so far, and each time that you do this, you'll become better practiced at conjuring good feeling frequencies. And when you conjure good feeling frequencies, you only attract good feeling thoughts. And by living in a state of what you'll eventually arrive to, of perpetual ease, you actually slow the momentum of thought down. So the easier you feel in life, the slower and easier your momentum of thought becomes. Until you can completely feel so at ease and so you'll be so perpetual at allowing, like you'd reach a state of perpetual allowing, that you just have a clear mind all of the time, okay? So I've actually gone on for a lot longer than I intended. It's not a bad thing, it can only be a good thing, because ultimately it's more knowledge for all of us and it helps all of us to get greater clarity. But I want to leave you with something. If you have a negative thought suddenly, don't be scared to ponder that thought. A lot of us have these what I would call cringe moments, where we're reminded by our subconscious of something horrific that we did when we was drunk, or when we was under the influence of something, or something that we did that was just really, really crap. And we ultimately, it left someone else feeling really upset with themselves. We all have our cringe moments, but part of this, when you get really practiced at this, you have to be brave. And when you have a negative thought shoot through your mind suddenly, don't be scared to ponder that thought and spend some time to bring that thought back to the surface and observe it and identify what made you feel like that. What made you think that thought? What is it in your subconscious, in your past, in your vibration that makes you remember that thought? What is it? What happened? And just kind of ease yourself through that memory. And just remind yourself that we all grow over time, that we're not perfect. We don't know what we want in life till we know what we don't want. You know, we've got a long journey to go, but you are on a journey. You're on a path to better yourself, to ultimately become a greater version of yourself. And what you did many years ago isn't something that you would repeat again today. You didn't know then what you know now. And it's okay, because what you did back then that makes you feel so cringy, you just did outside of alignment. You just misaligned. That's all. You didn't know about alignment. So don't take it to heart. Reassure yourself and ease yourself through that thought and make peace with that thought and bury that thought, because you're becoming something so much bigger and better than something that you did many years ago. You know, it's not our mistakes that define who we are today. It's our ability to endure and to learn from those mistakes and to ease ourselves through those mistakes so that we understand them in a beautiful way of a learning curve in our life. So don't be upset. You can change the past. You can ease yourself through a cringe fault, a fault that makes you feel cringy. But on top of that, we all have these kinds of deep-rooted beliefs in our subconscious, right? So it's really actually beneficial to you to grab these thoughts of negativity when they're there, right? You'll have passing thoughts of negativity that are just a reflection of where you're vibrating, okay? But there are some things that will float to your surface of your subconscious and come into your mind that is a deep-rooted fear or old belief that we have that doesn't serve us. And they're thoughts that really make us feel horrible. And they're just stuff that we've reaffirmed to ourselves. So, like, I'll give you an example. It's for someone who finds himself at work, and you've found yourself in life to be a bit bigger than the average person. And you're in the bathroom at work, and you look in the mirror as you wash your hands, and you have a twinge of pain as you have this idea that you're big, and that it's not a good thing to be big. And over the years, people have made little comments here and there, and you see on TV about and magazines, and they associate being skinny with being beautiful. And over the years, it's created this deep-rooted belief that as a bigger person, you are not good enough, that you are not capable. And it's all a big steaming pile of donkey turd, because in those moments, you really need to you need to catch yourself in those moments and get rid of that thought. Bring that thought back to that bogus thought and belief back to the surface and hold it there and look in that mirror. Who said that happiness was dependent on your size, on how big you are? Whoever said that is crazy. And over the years, we've let so many people allow ourselves to believe little things like this, right? And it ultimately affects how you sleep at night and how you think and feel. And it is pivotal that you shrug. That it's so important that you shrug off these false beliefs, because it's these false beliefs that are holding you back from becoming the greatest version of yourself. Whoever told you being big was not beautiful was completely misaligned. This is not a comment that you make out of alignment. These are bogus comments. We all have the capacity to find happiness on our journeys, regardless of our afflictions, our ethnicity, the size that we are, the choices of gender that we might choose. What stops you from being happy is choosing to focus on a lower vibrational frequency. And it's bogus thoughts and beliefs that we've picked up on like that from other people outside of alignment that we allow to hinder our ability to bring a bold, beautiful, abundant future into our experience. You are beautiful. You are a wonderful person. You have to fall in love with this life that you're living. You have to begin to believe that all things are possible. Happiness is a choice, and you can choose to feel happy right now. You can be a big, happy person, and you have to realize that you deserve the best people in your life, They respect and love you for who you are. But first, before you can expect other people to respect and love you, you have to fall in love and respect who you are yourself. You have to love who you are. And then when you're in a point of loving who you are, you can allow yourself to become more. And then love that. Love the person you're becoming. No longer think thoughts that don't serve you. You can't hold on to these bogus thoughts because they hinder you from being happy and from becoming the beautiful person that you're going to become. Watch out, life, because you're coming for it all. You need to, no, you don't need to do anything. By the end of this podcast, you're going to realize just how very, very beautiful each and everyone is. And when you're outside of alignment, you act like a douche. It's normal. You're not connected to that stream of well-being. You don't see life through the eyes of source. You act like a douche because you're not connected to the love of the universe. That's all I want to say today. It's a very rainy day, but it's still a day to be happy and to appreciate everything that you have in your life. All of the things that you've had, all of the things that you have, and all of the things that are coming into your life as a result of you applying these little thought nuggets into your life. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Don't stress. Be happy.